Message number 1210. The Antichrist will take up position because he will be invited to do so. Sunday, September 7, 2014 at 19:30. My dear children, be on your guard for the signs of the times when the Antichrist will take his seat in my son's church on earth, so that this will be clear for you to see. Do not believe for one moment that the Antichrist will stride into my son's church and take it aggressively by force. Inspired and driven by the deceiver himself, the Antichrist will take up position because he will be invited to do so. All the adjustments in the church's missals will be made known soon, and the reason given will be they reflect a modern world, so they must become inclusive in order to suit other denominations and religions. Once the true word of God and teachings of my son Jesus Christ are changed, they will become barren, for they will not reflect the truth given to the world by my son. The Antichrist will become popular because of his political skills first. Then he will turn his attention to various religions, but his main focus will be on Christianity. Christ is his greatest enemy and the object of his hatred, and so his ultimate goal will be to destroy my son's church. The church will be dismantled in different ways before he, the Antichrist, will be asked to become involved. He will be involved with the decision-making and the plan to launch a new one-world religion. All these changes, where the church having publicly called for the unification of all religions, will take place before the Antichrist takes up his seat on my son's throne on earth. Then the path will be cleared for the beast to walk freely in my son's church, where a place of honor will be accorded to him. Eventually it will be announced that he will become the leader of the one world order, and a lavish coronation will take place. This event will be seen all over the world, attended by politicians, dignitaries, and celebrities, and when the crown is placed on his head, it will be as if the final nail has been driven into the body of my son. On that day, the Catholic Church will be desecrated, and many bishops and priests will flee, because they will by then understand that the prophecies foretold have unraveled before their eyes. From that day forward, when the seat of God has been presented to the Antichrist, he will display great physical signs which will convince people of his holiness. The Antichrist will, they will say, display the signs of the stigmata, and he will be seen to cure the sick and the terminally ill. Great miracles will be attributed to him, and he will convince many in time that he is Jesus Christ, and that his elevation to the top of this false church is a sign of the second coming. And while the laity may have been responsible for establishing the kernel of the remnant church, that which is left of the church established by my son on earth, it will be the priests who will lead it from this time onwards. The Holy Spirit will sustain the true church during the reign of the Antichrist, and he and every enemy of my son will never prevail against it. The truth will never die. The Word of God, while desecrated, will never die. The church can never die, though it may be flung into the wilderness. Even at its weakest, our life will still remain, and no matter how much my son's church is attacked, God will never permit it to be destroyed. During those days ahead, you must never allow yourselves to be swayed into accepting such deceit. You will be seduced by the Antichrist, and he will be endorsed by the enemies of my son's church. He will be embraced by false leaders in the churches and proclaimed for his charitable works the world over. He will receive great honors in many countries, and people will have framed photos of him in their homes. He, the Antichrist, will be idolized more than God, but it will be by the hand of God that he will be thrust into the abyss along with those who stole the souls of God's children when they participated in the attempted destruction of my son's church. Your beloved mother. Mother of salvation.